From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is expressing solidarity with protesters who've been celebrating in Cairo today, news that all their demands will be met. For 17 days, that's mainly been the resignation of President Hosni Mubarak, who is expected to speak within hours to the nation. President Obama told a crowd at Northern Michigan University moments ago that it should be noted that young people are at the forefront of the transformation unfolding in Egypt.
Going forward, we want those young people and we want all Egyptians to know America will continue to do everything that we can to support an orderly and genuine transition to democracy in Egypt.
In Cairo's Tahrir Square, the main site of the revolt, NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro describes the crowd as electrified by today's developments.
There's an enormous amount of euphoria in and around Tahrir Square. People are flowing into the square, converging to celebrate this moment, if indeed it turns out to be true that Hosni Mubarak, the leader of Egypt that they have been trying to have step down for these many weeks, will actually take that step.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reporting. The second-ranking Republican in the Senate says he will not seek re-election next year. As NPR's Ted Robbins reports, John Kyle of Arizona made that unexpected announcement this morning.
Kyle made the announcement at a news conference in Phoenix, saying it's time to give someone else a chance at the seat he's held for 17 years. Before that, Kyle was a congressman for 10 years. John Kyle is 68 years old. He's known for his conservatism and his hard work on behalf of constituents. Most recently, he's been a leading critic of many Obama administration policies. John Kyle is the fifth senator to announce his retirement after the 2012 election. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
Breast pumps are now tax-deductible. The Internal Revenue Service announced today it would allow parents to write off lactation supplies as medical expenses, reversing a long-held position. Families will be able to use pre-tax money from their flexible spending and health savings accounts for supplies that can cost as much as $1,000 in the first year of an infant's life. Greece's unemployment rate is said to be the highest it's been in 7 years. The country's statistical authority came out with the latest numbers today. From the end of 2010, the jobless rate rose to nearly 14% in November. As of last month, inflation remained just over 5%. It faces a deepening economic crisis, and in the wake of this, the Greek government imposed sweeping cost-cutting measures last year so that it could get an international bailout. Last check on Wall Street, the Dow was down 40 points to 12,199. This is NPR. Thick fog is being blamed for the crash of a commuter flight in Cork, Ireland that killed at least 12 people. Larry Miller reports from London. An investigation is underway.
The U.S.-made Fairchild Metroliner turboprop was on a routine Belfast to Cork morning flight. In thick fog, the pilot tried to land the plane three times on two different runways. On the final approach, the plane came down hard, flipped over, and caught fire. The Irish Aviation Authority's Donny Mooney.
Because the visibility was so low, the controllers couldn't see the crash site. They heard it happen, but they couldn't see it.
With six deaths, this becomes Ireland's second worst commercial aviation accident after a 1968 Aer Lingus flight that crashed off the Irish coast, killing 61. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
And in a quick correction, the small commuter aircraft was carrying 12 people, but authorities say at least six were reported dead. In other news, priests are among a group of people charged today with sexually assaulting boys in Philadelphia. District Attorney Seth Williams said the charges were filed against two priests, a former priest, a Catholic school teacher, and a former secretary of clergy. The accusations include sex crimes against minors from 1996 to the year 2000. Prominent Republicans are gathered in Washington, D.C. for the annual Conservative Political Action Conference. The event is likely to highlight a growing list of possible presidential candidates. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was down 34 points at 12,206. NASDAQ was off 4 at 2785. S&P 500 down 2 at 1319. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.